doing it.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, buddy. What's happening, man?
What the heck you got in the garage here, man?
Well, yeah, we got us here one of the greatest color Jeeps ever made. It's a red four-door JKU.
Well, you got the red part right, but what you doing to it?
Well, apparently, if you drive for an extended period of time with no oil in the rear end, it gets really, really hot and does bad things to the gears.
It does.
Yes, and the bearings.
So yeah.
Just a long time later.
So what are we going to do about it?
Man, we're going to have to put new gears and bearings in this thing.
Well, that's pretty awesome because we got some boxes here from East Coast Gear.
East Coast Gear, I don't think they sell anything that small. This thing's little, man. It's like, I think it came out of Liberty. I've never heard of the JK Liberty axle swap.
It says Rubicon, but man, them are tiny.
I know.
Well, let's go over here and take a look. Hey, Austin, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, he's doing all the work.
No. That's a wheel speed sensor. That is very fragile.
Fragile?
Must be Italian.
I think they are.
I think so.
I know it ain't no ching chang tong bullshit sensor.
Do you want the bigger channel locks? Or are you good there?
It's coming slow.
It's coming?
Yes.
Is it breathing hard?
A little bit.
Is it panting yet? I mean, I know you're young.
So just let everybody know what's going on. We got Austin's Jeep in the garage. He has some missing teeth on the pinion. And we're going to put a new ring and pinion in it. We're going to jump down to 488 gears. We got front and rear. We got axle shafts. And the best part was I had Steven at East Coast Gear go ahead and pre-assemble the axle shafts, so they're tone rings, the retaining plates, bearing seal, it's all on. All we gotta do is take them out of the box, slide them in when we're done, because nothing more I hate than when you get done than having to assemble all the axle shafts to put them in. And it's worth it.
Way worth it.
Way worth it. So, all right, Austin, just set that anywhere, don't matter. Do you remember what size socket that was for your yoke?
Oh, shit.
Was it the 33 millimeter?
I think so.
This one here? Grab the impact and crawl underneath there and see what you got.
What kind of impact do you use?
Oh, we got the big boy, the M18 Milwaukee Fuel. Give that a try. If it's not, I'll get you a different socket.
This will be way easier than doing it by hand.
Oh yeah, you gotta hold it there with the other hand. There you go. Hold it really good. Is it turning?
Nope. There we go.
You undone. You want pliers to hold the yoke? Oh, no, you got it.
Yeah.
All right, set that nut and washer it everything way over there so they don't get lost.
Man, you did a good job on this
thing. He did a great job on that thing. And take the hammer and kind of tap the yoke off of there. Hey, Chuck, I'm going to set our recording device right here by you.
All righty. I'll try not to say anything inappropriate.
For our viewers.
For our viewers.
Wow, that is a deep coming, buddy.
Slowly. I think. Maybe not. Can't see with the light in my eye.
Oh, come on. You can't see with the light in your eye? It looks like it's moving.
Come on. Come on now.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Nope.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, I'm going to need a...
18?
No, this is good. I just need a regular socket. I can't get in beside the...
Oh, you need a regular... So it's 19.
Actuator. Yeah, then we'll... That's the word I was looking for. One of them skinny ones. Yeah.
Was that cap pretty tight or was it a little loose?
No, it was pretty tight.
Pretty tight?
Bad.
That's good.
Not bad.
Hey, listening public wants to know what's going on.
Well, we're pulling the bearing caps off. Seeing all the crud and shavings and all kinds of stuff in these bearings. Oh boy, look at that thing.
Look at the shavings on it.
Yeah. All right.
You ready to pull that carrier out?
Yep. How do you unhook these wires?
Nuts. Can't. We gotta leave it in there.
Dude, we gonna just have to leave it in here, Austin. This thing has electronical wires. And I'm not very good at wiring stuff, so.
Hey, Austin.
This might just be
better. The Jeep here. Yeah. I'll hand you everything you need to get. This little plug right here, Chuck. Can you feel the. Oh, right there it is. Right here on the end, there's a little detent you gotta push to pop that off of there. You can get it?
A small screwdriver?
Yeah. You want the knife here? Would that work?
Yeah, that might.
Is there a little red thing clipped in the end of it or no?
No, I don't know.
That's this other guy here.
Crack bar.
How about some light right in your eye? That's better?
That's way better.
I could get a little closer to your eye if you want. Come on, baby. Pop off there. Get down there. It's really freaking... There you go. Okay, Austin. You need to take that nut out. Or bolt out.
Take this screw out.
Yep. I thought I was going to let Austin do it. You know, he's strong. He's young.
Yeah, but you know them young guys that get going too quick. Next thing you know, it's done. It's broken.
They don't go easy is what you're saying?
No. You get all excited. Like, oh, I'm working on Jeep. I'm working on Jeep. Oh, shit, it's broke.
Oh, they did not assemble them.
Oh, you're kidding. Nuh-uh.
Steven, if you're listening, I'm going to kick your ass.
Well, now we're going to show you guys why it's very nice to have them assemble them first.
God damn it. Wonder if I can record and take a picture. Same time. There we go. Yes, sir, Steven. That's for you. Still love you, brother. But I'm not happy right now. Okay, I'll set you back under here. Listen to Chuck.
All right, buddy. How's this?
You got it off there?
There you go. Where's that knife?
Right there. Yeah, there's a little O-ring in there, so you gotta pop it off nice and pull it off nice and square if you can. Hey, if you can get on the backside, push it. Can you get back there with your finger?
Possibly.
Let me get a little screwdriver. Get in there and pry it a little bit.
There's a little bit of dirt and mud caked all around it. I'm not sure. This fella here, he must want to be one of them off-roaders.
Here you go. You get a screwdriver in there and start kind of gently prying it back forth, back forth. Okay. There's my Yukon and ears. Oh, and there's all my stuff for the axle shafts that weren't installed.
Not installed?
Nope, not installed. I guess I'll do that while you guys are pulling up the gears. Steven,
We'll just take our time pulling these gears out, Austin.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
Oh, shit, it just broke.
Well, luckily that could be changed after we put a little silicone on it.
I think there's still a little silicone on it.
Hear that, Chuck?
What's that, buddy?
Well, that is the tone ring.
Tone ring?
Ah!
Man. What's that for?
Oh, you know. These newfangled JKs have that stupid wheel speed sensor garbage.
Garbage?
Garbage, is what I'm saying.
I don't know about garbage.
You know what does
I mean,
that?
You gotta know what speed your wheels are going.
You know, the good old LJs. Like the real Jeeps, you know, with brown headlights and steel bodies.
Oh, you mean them ones missing two doors?
The best ones.
I mean, they'd be better if they had two doors. I mean, just for the record. Chrysler wanted two more doors on there.
Hey, how do you say Chrysler in German?
Chrysler Nugen?
Where did you pull the... You didn't pull the gear up. I better make sure these are 35 spline shafts. Or 32 spline shafts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully. This thing won't move. I finally got it to wiggle. You know, like that song does? Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty typical.
Yeah.
Hey, Austin.
Yes, he's with
me. Grab the PB Blaster over there on that.
Right, get in
there. Over on that, by the deck there up against the bench.
He's wiggling. I push on it. There you go.
I can't do it no more. Come on, baby.
Say, I'm pushing.
There we go.
Keep
going.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. Criminy. Wow.
Sorry. I'd say that O-ring was a little dry.
It was a little dry, right. Okay. Ah, come on.
Is there just a clip on the end of it?
Yeah, see it there?
Get the slot back where I can see. Sorry about all the noise here. Moving lights.
Can you get to it? You're pry up on it or push down on it? I can't tell. It's been so long since I've done one.
Looks like a pry up.
Take a little screwdriver and pry up on it. Thank you.
Come on, baby. Pop off there. There you go. Hand hurts like hell now, doesn't it?
Yeah. These stupid little tabs. They can make them a little bigger for bigger folk. Just saying.
Good job, Chrysler.
Nice job. Very discriminatory of you. Got to think about us larger people.
All right. Want a rag? Now we're going to pull the carrier out.
No.
A little snug in there, Chuck. Want a couple pry bars?
Yeah, we're going to need a pry bar. Oh, there she is.
More metal.
She popped. Oh right. Boy, lots of metal.
All right, I'll grab this.
You got shim? Yep,
I got this one.
All right. There she goes.
All right, now let's put her down. There we go. Hey, Austin, grab one of them new axle shafts. Slide in there and make sure that fits nice.
Does it?
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Just grab one.
No. Here, buddy.
Well, it sounds like fit.
Sounds like acid. That's right. It.
Now, Austin?
Yep.
Crawl underneath there with a hammer and give that pinion a couple cracks to knock it out.
Wow. Boy, I wish we had some video. This is a cool looking pinion, let me tell you. Are those lightning chunks you took out?
Lightning.
Got it. Ooh. Wow. Hey, I found your other pieces.
They're all up in there, huh?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Need a few?
Wow.
Oh, hey, even bearing pieces. Wow.
Bearing pieces? Holy shit. Dude, how noisy was this thing?
The cage is busted.
Slight vibrations. Yeah, take a bunch of pictures. We're going to post this up on Acme Adventures website.
Yep.
Wow, that is crazy. Dude, you're lucky you made it here.
No shit.
Seriously.
Dude.
It wasn't that bad when I first pulled it apart. Fix the rest of my vibrations up.
Yeah, it should.
I hope.
Maybe.
Alright, Chuck needs this to knock out whatever bearing races are left in there.
Hammer. Yeah. Seal pop out yet, buddy?
No, not yet. Mm. It's getting there, slowly.
So watch yourself.
Yeah.
Probably all come out at the same time. My beer.
Party foul.
That's it. This Jeep is bad luck.
Just needs a 14-volt beer.
Probably has something to do with that little 3.6 thing.
He's feeling your
Yeah, he did. Or, well, his Jeep did, sort of.
Jeep did?
Yeah.
My hat.
I was just bragging on it. And it's like, oh, yeah, check this shit out. I'm an asshole. I'm like, oh, man.
All right, right off.
Go ahead, buddy. I seen you stick your hands up there. What?
There's like a washer or something.
Yeah, any little piece of parts you want to try and save.
Hey, yeah.
Well, it's
did
like
that seal come out yet?
Crooked. No.
Here, take this and get in there. Pry that seal off so you don't smash that washer.
Is this magnetic kind of?
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
How do you get the seal out?
Just stick it in a hole and just bend sideways and it'll pop out.
Well, he's pushing.
Let me see what we got, buddy.
I'm sorry.
That washer. Because I don't know if I like the way that looks.
Let's see.
So.
What don't you expect?
This washer was like getting pushed away out here.
That's alright. That washer's fucked up. It's something good.
But I just kind of smashed it back in there so I could try and get inside. But
yeah. Yeah.
Get inside of it. Get underneath it.
Driver, hammer, hammer the seal, you know, again, and you'll be able to pop it out. It's really bad, you know?
Yeah, that seal's trash.
Just don't hit the housing.
Just don't hit the.
Don't blast the housing. House. You come told you, man. These young kids are crazy. They start swinging hammers, going nuts. They're kind of like you swinging your hammer there.
Kind of like me right there. Tomorrow, because I hate to have it all put together.
A lot nicer when they're all put together. And you just slide them in?
Slide them right in, yeah. Done.
I mean, it's still kind of a pain in the ass where they put them four bolts, but yeah, that's too scared to only do so much.
Hey, yeah, I don't expect everything. You got that seal off?
No.
Here.
It's
okay. Right there, buddy.
Chuck's had enough, right? I'm telling you right now, Chuck is done.
What are you doing?
Trying to get them.
Getting
Austin, put your pants back on. That's not how to get the seal out. Oh, Jason.
Really?
I know.
motherfucker.
Here, bud. Silicone in there.
You put silicone on?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got rubber silicone.
Huh.
Usually doesn't happen from the factory. Or maybe it got really hot and melted.
Might.
It might.
So, you got both bearing races out?
Yeah, I gotta get the inner out.
Oh, okay.
I got the outer. I just got the seal. There's that one. Man, who put this gas tank over here? That is the dumbest place I can think of a gas tank to be on a Jeep Wrangler.
What? Exactly. That's where yours used to be.
What? Never.
Never.
I bought mine with 60s under it, fella. Bought, not built. That's right. Isn't that the saying?
No. Yep.
Doing it for the gram, buy it.
Duh.
Ain't got time to build it. I got pictures to take. Followers to follow, tweets to Twitter. Now something about putting a blindfold on. I'm not sure what the hell that's all about. Must be the XJ guys.
The XJ guys.
Yep, that's the ones.
Well, you know what you're talking about.
Probably.
No, he vapes now. He's Subi.
Oh, he's Subi. Same thing.
Well, yeah, he's driving a Subaru. That didn't make him any straighter. I'm just saying. Subarus don't drive a straight line. Okay, races are out.
Hang up. Spray. Right here again. Hey, Austin.
Yes, sir.
We gotta get that ring gear off of the carrier.
Yep.
So we're not putting everything down into it.
Is this pin for something?
Huh?
That pin for...
Yeah, that was a piece of your bearing.
Oh.
How is it?
Make sure you don't get any of that in the bottom. Keep it all towards the top.
You can.
Yeah, that brake clean, it'll ruin it. If there's any left in there, that's how Jeeps catch on fire.
Whoa, wait. Far?
Far. Far. I'm pretty sure it's my own theory, really. I'm gonna ask Feaker, Fiker, whatever the hell their name is now.
Took some guesses.
You need to clean up in between the two pinion bearings too, because that's going to be nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where all your parts were laying. I think we'll get used to
that 700 RPM.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
First time I squeeze, I'm like, what the? Oh. Stinky, huh?
This thing is stinky.
I told you.
Man,
I wasn't mine.
You had this thing in Wellsville or something? I mean, I've heard Wellsville is the shit, and I think you brought some home.
I think you did.
Just saying.
Stock Jeep run Wellsville.
Stock Jeep, maybe. This one.
What you got?
Ain't running nowhere right now.
Pull this drain plug out. Covered in shit. You got a 3/8.
Yeah, middle during. Okay. So, do a little pickup and you pull. Ooh, man, that is stinky, Chuck.
Oh, this is very stinky.
It smells like a skunk.
Yes.
I never knew gear oil could smell like a skunk.
I've never smelled gear oil that smelled like this.
Wow. Well,
this Jeep must drive around Columbus a lot or something.
It does. Cleanliness is next to godliness, so we got good cleanliness. Let me see that hammer, Chuck.
Oh, sorry.
That's alright. We'll have to use our bearing separator tool. Yeah. Pull them off of there.
Well, we've been recording for 35 minutes now. I'm sure y'all are getting a little bored. Although Chuck is installing that incorrectly. Hang on now.
Oh my god.
Now, it doesn't go, it goes underneath the, yeah, there you go. So we take our Yukon bearing tool, put that in there. Now we set that down on there.
This goes on top of that.
Now we set that in there and that in there. And then there's a little locking ring. Here, locking ring.
Right here.
And there's a socket. Chuck is going to... Oh, wow. You got some nasty metal all there. So Chuck has got the Yukon bearing separator tool. And he's going to pull the bearing off of there. Oh, wow, it broke the top of the bearing.
It just broke the bearing?
Yeah. Oh, I guess we're going to have to do that one the old-fashioned way. Wow. All right. This one will pull off good. I'm not sure why that broke that bad. So,
it's my Jeep, that's why.
Wow, everything on your Jeep is becoming a pain, Austin.
Told you.
Okay, set that on there. I guess if I flip them over. There we go. Oh, you know what could be, Chuck? Right here. Let's take that ring back off, and I'll show you something really cool.
Okay.
Okay, see how we got a little slop here up and down?
Right.
We take this top ring, extend her up. That's where we put this on.
Where it's nice and tight.
Yeah, I like that. There, let's go a little bit more.
A little more?
Oh.
Or are you just pulling the bearing off?
Come on. Oh, maybe we gotta use
the red ones.
The red ones. That could be. Let's use the red ones here. So set the red ones around there. Too high?
Yep. Tighter now.
Yeah, the blue ones are for 60s. You know, real axle. Oh. Can we put the bearing on? There we go.
Oh, nope, we took it off.
Got that. Okay, now I'll set that around there.
One day I'll be a real boy with real axles.
All right, let's go up just a little bit. All right, try that. All right, I like that.
I like that.
There you go. Bearing pulled right off. Now, whatever shim is on that side, we gotta. Oh no, that's right. The shims are on the other side. Let's flip that over. Let's try to get this other bearing off again. We might get lucky. There you go. Big end down. That end in there.
They say there's more than one way to send Austin home crying. Oh wait, that's not it.
Oh wait, he's still here.
He's still here. Shh, sorry. It's not what I meant.
So what we're gonna have to do is take a cut wheel grinder, do a little slice in there, and take a chisel in. Oh, I know. But usually I've had good success with the cut wheel. Oh wow. There are broken parts down in the locker.
Oh.
Hopefully that's just like not our parts.
I see more parts. You got a magnet?
Not a little one.
I'm gonna try to dump this out.
Okay. Wow. But now it's a limited slip, so we might not be able to turn it anyway. Wow. We can take some brake cleaner and get it all cleaned up. Where's the cordless grinder? What's the matter, Chuck?
Oh, I'm just spinning the spider gears.
Oh.
I don't see anything else down in there, but it does have shavings.
Well,
it's going to need cleaned out real well.
Here, set her over here.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, stand it up.
Yeah. Hey, we need to get the bearing.
Oh, fuck. We gotta get that bearing off and get that shim out of there.
There we go.
So, might as well just, we'll have to cut that one too.
Yeah.
Or another piece of tube.
Yeah, this one, really. Cut whatever.
Yeah. Watch your eyes real quick here.
Yep.
Hey, grab me a chisel. Thank you.
Yep.
We are always very courteous here in the Jeep Garage. Please, thank you. Hurry the fuck up, Chuck. I mean,
Thank you.
Thank you.
The hell's taking so damn long, Austin?
I'm being meticulous.
Sir?
Sir?
I said sir.
Dude. All right. Do a little bit more cutting here. There we go. All right.
Tedder.
Tedder.
Shim on?
No, there's no shim. They were on the outside.
Oh, they're on the outside.
So yeah. That's right. So, what I need you to do, Austin?
Yep.
We'll set a rag over here. Take the brake cleaner and start just cleaning this thing out because it is filthy. And I'll cut the bearing on the pinion head. Wow, is a crush sleeve? Fuck, it's jammed on there too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it did.
It's all right. It looks like all the other ones now.
Save that. Because that is the important pizza.
The pinion.
No.
Oh.
No. I know. Work?
This is a skip tooth pinion.
A skip tooth.
Yes.
I like the sound of that. That has a ring to it.
It has gas mileage.
It does.
Yeah. Kind of like that thing in the JLs with the front axle. This is what they did with the JK.
Oh, you mean that thing that breaks when you're trail riding and then when you want to get it warrantied, they deny it?
I think that's the same thing.
What's it called? An FAD?
It's called You're Fucked with a 44. That's not what I meant.
So fucked axle design, is that what you're trying to say?
I'm pretty sure that's what FAD stands for. I mean, they may have given it a fancy name, but you know all the engineers were like, fuck axle design, put a hole in it.
Hey, we'll just make it a weak spot, so when you go trail riding on, like, you know, on the Badge of Honor trails, it just snaps.
They're like, it's a JL, ain't nobody gonna trail ride this thing. Everybody knows 09 JKU, last great American Jeep ever built.
You know, you got that 9 upside down, it's a 6, and it's an LJ.
And have 4 doors.
Four doors?
Like, okay, we built like 3/4 of a Jeep. And then in 09, they were like, oh my God, after all these years, we finally got it right.
So wrong, Chuck. You're so wrong.
Oh no, I heard an 09 Red Sahara rolled off the line, and Mr. Willie's ghost himself was there and was like, oh my God, finally, I can rest in peace.
Mr. Willie's ghost, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it might be a rumor, I don't know. It's just what I try to start.
Some say bullshit, some don't. Wow, we got some bearings.
Yeah, we should keep these bearings for trail spares.
We should.
Somebody blows one apart, we got those pieces.
We do, we got all sorts of them.
Built not bought, brother. Built not bought.
Wow. I've never in my life seen a pinion that destroyed.
And drive from Columbus
and drive
to here.
Yeah. And it also drove up past Akron on New Year's.
Well, didn't it drive to like Winrock not too long ago?
Yeah. Well, all this happened after Winrock.
Oh, so Winrock. Winrock breaks parts is what you're saying.
I seem to remember it being before Winrock when the damage really happened.
Well, that was the real damage.
Zero vibrations before Winrock.
And zero oil.
No, it was full of oil at Winrock.
Yeah, after, you know.
I was just leaking gas at Winrock.
You know, after the, you know.
Wow.
Wellsville thing.
Well, guys, it's been almost 45 minutes, or it's actually a little past 45 minutes. We're going to take a little break. We come back, we might be having some more fun or maybe drinking some beer. See ya.